So then we'll start now Pachitya number 1. So Vishuddhyananda, you can read the story.
Okay.
迦陀迦世反复其言而语外道议论，以非为是，以是为非，故作意答，故为妄语。曰实处而不与情，诸外道积贤非难。何以迦陀迦世子与我等议论？ 以非为是，以是为非，故作意答，故为妄语。曰实而不履行耶？诸比丘闻彼外道之积贤非难，于是诸比丘至诃陀迦世子处而作如是言：有，诃陀迦于实与外道议论，以非为是，而不复行耶？有。 如何可说服彼等外道，务实彼等获胜？诸比丘中，少欲者积贤非难，何以诃陀迦世子与外道议论？以非为是，以是为非，故作意答，故为妄语。曰实处而不履行耶？于是诸比丘以此事白世尊。 时，世尊以是因缘，及比丘众而问诃陀迦世子曰：“诃陀迦，汝实与外道议论，以非为是，故为妄语。曰实处而不履行耶？”实然，世尊。佛世尊喝得？愚人，汝何以与外道议论？ 以非为是，故为妄语。曰实处而不履行耶？愚人，此非令未信者生信，乃至诸比丘，汝当如此诵此学处。故欲妄语者，阿基迪亚。故欲妄语者，是欲期望者之言。 语说话语不见，非圣之语也也。既不见言见，不闻言闻，不觉言觉，不知言知，见言不见，闻言不闻，觉言不觉，知言不知也。不见是眼不见，不闻是耳不闻，不觉是鼻不嗅。 舌不闻，身不触，不知是身不识也。见者以眼见，闻者以耳闻，觉者以鼻嗅，以舌味，以身触，知者以心识也。由三情相不见而言我见，故此故意妄语者，阿基迪亚。 既与前思我将与虚妄，与实思我与虚妄，与以思我与虚妄，由四形象而不见而言我见，如此故意妄语者，巴提亚。既与前思我将与虚妄，与。 与实思我与虚妄，于以思我与虚妄言异于所见也。由五形象。 而不有五形象不见而思我与虚妄者，言异于所见，言异于所忍也。由六形象不见而思于意，言异于所见，言异于所忍，言异于所乐也。由七形象不见而思，言异于所见，言异于所忍，言异于所乐，言异于所想也。由三形象不闻而言我闻，乃至不觉而言我觉，乃至不知而言我知，如此故意妄语者，阿基迪亚，即与前思，我将与虚妄；与实思，我与虚妄；与已思，我与虚妄。由四形象，乃至有五形象，乃至有六形象，乃至有七形象，言异于所想也。由三形象不见而言我见闻，如此故意妄语者，阿基迪亚，由三形象不见而言我见觉，不见而言我见知，不见而言我见闻觉，不见而言我见闻知，不见而言我见闻觉知。如此故意妄语者，巴基迪亚，由三形象不闻而言我闻觉，不闻而言我闻见，不闻而言我闻觉之见。如此故意妄语者，巴基迪亚，由三形象不觉而言我觉知，不觉而言我觉知见闻。如此故意妄语者，巴基迪亚，由三形象不知而言我知见，不知而言我知见闻觉。如此故意妄语者，巴基迪亚，由三形象见而言我不见，乃至闻而言我不闻，乃至觉而言我不觉，乃至知而言我不知。如此故意妄语者，巴基迪亚，由三形象见而言我闻，见而言我觉，见而言我知。如此故意虚妄语者，巴基迪亚，由三形象见而言我闻觉，见而言我闻知，见而言我闻觉知，知而言我见闻觉。如此故意妄语者，巴基迪亚，由三形象一见有余，见而不确记，见而不异，见而忘，余闻有余，闻而不确记，闻而不异，闻而忘，余觉有余，余知而有余，知而忘，却言我知，知而忘，却言我知觉，知而忘，却言我知见闻，知而忘，却言我知见闻觉。如此故意妄语者，巴基迪亚，由四形象、五形象、六形象、七形象，知而忘，却言我知见闻觉。如此故意妄语者，巴基迪亚，即与前思，我将与虚妄；与实思，我将与虚妄；与已思，我与虚妄。言异于所见，言异于所忍，言异于所乐，言异于所想也。细性而说，急躁而说，细性而说者，即不考虑而说；躁急而说者，即想说此，误而说他也。疯狂者，最初之犯行者，不犯也。
So now here, regarding how to tell lies, it's about how to tell lies. and how to avoid to tell lies. Okay.
嗯，这个地方讲的是关于如何说谎和如何避免说谎。
Now here you have the definition of sampajana musavatu. Okay.
这个地方有对于故意妄语的定义。
It is sampajana musavatu visanvada. The meaning of it is a definition of vinsavada. Vinsavada means twisting. Twisting is called facts. Okay.
然后这个地方的那个故意妄语
distorting or twisting or distorting facts.
然后这个地方故意妄语，它指的是那种歪曲事实。
Now here, for example, look here. Now we have here yes or no. Okay. Now somebody asks, "Did you go there?" So there are two options: yes or no. Okay. So the bhikkhu who wants to tell lie, what is yes, he tells no, and what is no, he tells yes. Okay. Actually, this is visanvada. Okay. It just twists things around and so forth, so that they look as if he has not gone.
然后这个地方就是歪曲事实，举一个例子，比方说那个就是你那个有一个问题，然后说你去了那里吗？然后对于这个问题来说，你这应该是只有两个答案，一个是去了，一个是没去。然后这个说谎语的比库呢，他就说把去了情况说成是没去，把没去情况说成是去了，然后这种叫歪曲事实。
OK, Punyaratana, you have yes or no, and then lie, no, twist, OK.So change. So that is visanvada. So according to that, there are three steps. Okay. It says before telling lies. Okay. One knows I'm going to tell lie. While telling lie, present time. He knows I'm telling lie. And after telling lie, he knows I have told lie. Okay.Past, present, future. That's called. In three stages, one makes it sampajana, means deliberately, that's called, one knows it. That means before telling lies, one knows. While telling lies, one knows that I'm telling lies. And after telling lies, one knows that I tell lies. Therefore, three steps here.
是那个故意妄语分为三个步骤，然后就是那个律藏里边说的。语前思我将语虚妄，就是说话之前就知道自己要说妄语，然后说话的时候知道自己我正在说妄语，然后说那个说完妄语，然后第三个阶段就是说完妄语知道自己我是妄语没说完。
Now, in order to give wrong information, okay, one uses here, one, two, three, four.It's called four ways how I can give misinformation. Okay. That is, what is one sees with the eyes. Okay. If I see something with the eyes, and somebody asks, did you see it? You can reply, twist. Twist it. Instead of yes, you tell no. Instead of no, you tell yes. Okay. That is one way. That is, okay.
That is
four ways how to keep wrong information.
然后就是说这个地方讲那个律藏里边讲那个由四形象不见而言我见。然后这个地方这个地方四形象就是说的就是前面说三个形象语前思我见语虚妄语是思我语虚妄语意已思我语虚妄语这三个形象之外再加上第四个形象就是言语所见。就是明明那个，就是你明明不见，然后你说是见，啊，这种情况就是。
So then, first way it is about seeing. What is one sees with eye. So if somebody ask another one, did you see this? Instead of yes, he tells no. Instead of no, he tells yes. So then distorts the facts, twists the facts.
然后这个第四形象就是这就比这前面那三个形象再加了一个形象就是所谓的不见言见言不见，就是别人跟你说是那个就是别人问你见没见到，你明明没见到说见到，然后别人或者说你明明没见到说那个或者明明见到说没见到。
So then, about hearing, hearing with the ear. If somebody asks another monk, did you hear this? And the other monk, instead of yes, he tells no, instead of no, he tells yes.
然后还有那种，那种就是，不闻言闻，闻言不闻，就是别人问你听到没有，你说你明听到，然后你说明没听到，或者接受这样反过来那种情况。
And that is called sensed by the nose, tongue, and body. I was called, if somebody asks another one, he tells, did you sense it? Smell, taste, and touch. Instead, that monk, instead of yes, he tells no, instead of no, he tells yes.
然后这个地方还有那种那个，不绝缘绝，绝缘不绝。然后这个地方的那个，觉呢，它包括那个触摸，然后也包括那个嗅觉。
And that is what's called thought about, to thought, to think. What's called and that monk, if the monk, somebody asks another one, he tells, did you
no.
think like that?
Do you think or do you know like that?
Vinyata is called, manasa vinyata is called, what
conceive.
Conceive something, but what to conceive, it is about thinking, no?
Okay.
It's nothing to do with smelling, tasting, seeing, and so forth, just thinking.
Okay.
I just want to simplify it.
Okay.
So what one honest thought with the mind, it's called with the mind, it means it's called conceived with the mind, or thought about. So then, if one asks another monk, do you think about this? And he, instead of yes, he tells no, instead of no, he tells yes.
然后这个地方呢，还有那种不知的，不知言知言不知。然后他说这个地方，这个地方真的不仅仅是指那种知道，他别人问你那个你是不是这么想的？然后你说你明明是这么想，然后你说你不是这么想的，然后这也包括就是知言不知。
Okay, now here, regarding.Regarding white lies. White lies are lies just because of compassion for the other person and gives wrong information. Yeah, also white lies are included.
他说那个，这个地方也包括这个地方巴西利亚也包括那个善意的谎言。然后这种善意谎言是指你出于对某一个人的那个同情。而故意给他提供错误信息，然后这个也算是故意妄语。
Okay. Now, other things how to tell lies is just by body. Just and does not as called tell by words, even by body, one can give wrong information.By making a gesture, which indicates that it is yes or no, to distort the fact by the hand, by moving a movement by the hand. So that also is included on Sampajana Musava.
然后这个地方那个，这个地方关于还包括用就是那个利用肢体语言，来说双语这种情况，比方说给自己打手势说那个 yes no， 然后这样用手势表达自己见解这种情况。然后如果你是传达错误信息的话，这也是那个。
By writing also, writing, for example, writing on the wall some misinformation. So letters, so that others can read and they get wrong information. So that is also sampajana misava, telling lies.
然后通过那个书写。错误信息来是那个故意传达错误信息的话，这个也算故意妄语。
So then, by keeping silence also, silence, that is according to the, that is a dukkha offense. If one, because we have a case in the Nidana of the Patimokkha, but it says that if a the monk who interrogates Are you pure in this? Are you pure in this?
Mm-hmm.
So if a monk who has an offense does not reveal it and keep silent, that is musavata for him. This musavata is dukkata.
然后这个，如果是用保持沉默的方式来说妄语的话，这个是梵格做的。然后就比如说那个椅子，就是我前面讲的那个例子，就是在那个比库巴迪摩罕那个区分里边，然后那个送戒的那个人跟大家说，然后下面那个大家如果有什么异见的话，你们应该说出来。如果没有什么异见的话，你应该保持沉默。然后如果你们有那个。
So then now regarding the result, the result is whether the other person understands the lie or does not understand the lie, is deceived or not deceived, is irrelevant. The bhikkhu who tells the lie, he falls in paccity offense.
然后这个地方就不管你说出这个妄语之后，对方是否受到你真正受了你的欺骗，就不管对方是否受到你的欺骗，你都犯法起谛啊。只要你这个妄语说出来，都是犯法起谛。So
other lies, for example, in the fourth parajika, fourth parajika have the case where bhikkhu tells lies about the superhuman states he attained. That lie falls into that is because that is a very big lie, is a lie. But this, for that is included the parajika four because that bhikkhu loses his upasamvada by telling that.
So in that case, in order to become a parajika, that is, listener has to understand what he says, no?
Yes, that in that case is different. That it falls under a different category.
然后他说，但是其他的妄语学说，比方说我们前面说的那个故意忘说杀人法那个那个那个那个那个学说法，但是如果在那条学说里，就是说如果你说那个妄语是故事故有关于自己杀人法的话，那条其实如果要成为巴拉西卡，那条就是对方理解，就是对方理解的话才成为巴拉西卡，和这条就不一样。
And we have also Sangha diseases, Sangha diseases number 8, by falsely accusing another bhikkhu of a parajika offense, that will be a Sangha disesa, under Sangha disesa number 8.
然后还有一种妄语，就是以前我们在那个三个第三个里边学过第八场三个第三，那个第一恶身，就是说故意的，就是以无根的巴拉西卡去指控另外一个bhikkhu。 然后企图让他放松，然后这种妄语的话，如果说出来犯那个三个地三，so
that is also musavada, that is lying. Sangha disesa number 8.
但是那个也是故意妄语。In
the same way, we have paccitya 76. We have already covered that. We have done this 76. It's about falsely accusing a bhikkhu of a sangha disesa offense.
还有我们之前讲过那个巴吉利亚第76条。 就是故意以无根僧团去诽谤其他比丘，然后这种故意妄语是巴吉利亚。
And in the same under the same rule, Paccitya 76, if one falsely accuses him of a lesser offense, means not Sangha Disesa but Paccitya and Patidesaniya, Dukkata and so forth, then is Dukkata offense under the same rule.
然后还是在76条里边，他说，如果说你故意不是以无根的僧团，而是以无根的巴吉利亚，或者说或者是其他其除了巴拉西卡和僧团以外，其他那些界，去以无根的这些学说去诽谤其他比丘的话，在76条巴吉利亚下面犯恶作。Okay,
now you can read Gangavitaran.
Or真实的 而且这是在形象意的处格，因此凡是在知道而说妄语者，在该特相、该因、该缘犯心堕落，如此当知在这里和于处为如此之意。在沙瓦提哈塔嘎释迦祖开始，在否认后而承认等故事制定，共通制定无命令的，为了告上人法而说虚妄语者，犯他圣；为了以无根的他圣诽谤而说虚妄语者，犯僧出于；为了以无根的僧出于诽谤而说虚妄语者，犯心堕落；为了以行施坏而诽谤而说虚妄语者，犯恶作；以凡是住在你的精舍者为阿汉等方式，为了说上人法而说虚妄语，在对方知解者，犯图拉贾亚；在对方不知解者，犯恶作；而只是说虚妄语者，犯心堕落；未经思考而急速说出者，在我将说这其他而说了其他者，欲说此而误说彼者，及疯狂者等无罪。在此学处有两种构成要素：一，置身于说谎；二，以说谎的心对那人表达想说之意的努力，等其等与不逾矩学处相似。有想而脱罪，有心的从作财犯世间罪，深夜午夜不善心，三受真心。
OK, now here, is there any question you can ask, no? Then we can discuss them later.
So, question about the Kangavitarini or?
No, any from the Vinayapitaka or the Kangavitarini?
About this room.
犯那个就是其他的那个戒，比如说那个无根的巴拉基达诽谤的时候，他除了犯三巴提戒杀，然后是不是
再加一个巴基米亚
啊？对。
So he's asking that. So for example, if a monk falls into the offense of Sangha Disease number 8, then in that case, this bhikkhu incurs two offenses, Sangha Disease plus Pachitya, or it's only Sangha Disease?
No, it is only Sangha Disease, because actually the intention is not only to tell lies, because something plus extra thing, because one wants to attack another man, to get him disrobed. Therefore, it is in order to get him disrobed and use a lie. To tell lies. So therefore there are two intentions here. Therefore it is Sangha Disease. It is Pachitya plus something else. That's why it becomes Sangha
Disease.
也是妄语，但是比较轻的那个恶作，就是比如说以那个行施坏诽谤，就是说以就是比较轻的罪诽谤别人，是犯恶作。然后，但是他诽谤的时候也是虚妄语，虚妄语是一般的虚妄语是巴基迪亚，是比恶作更重的罪。像这种情况是不是恶作加巴基迪亚，还是只犯恶作？
So he is asking that, for example, if a bhikkhu incurs a dukkha offense under Pachitya 76, for example,
Pachitya 76,
that means he accuses another bhikkhu with a ruthless, dukkha offense. So in that case, his offense is also dukkata. But he said that in that case, because the, even if you accuse another bhikkhu with the rootless, it's called the dukkata offense. That is also what's called a deliberate lie.
Yes, deliberate lie, but the intention is to trouble that person, that bhikkhu. To arouse remorse to him, something like that. So that's why it is dukkata according to that.
Uh-huh.
他说那条那个恶作，他说因为是这样，是因为那个八七第76条上犯的那个恶作呢，他就东西是给下笔，不知道吗？哦，那个吃到完饭，而且就是给他制造一回，然后和这个就这条不太一样。哦，那这条的那个动机就是纯粹的，就是想说谎而已。So
he's asking that. So do you mean that the intention of Pachitya number one is just to deceive others? To give the wrong information. That is all.
Yes, it is ordinary lies. Ordinary lies,
uh-huh.
Which the reasons are different. Now, for example, one wants to avoid for others to know the truth that the one has secretly done something.
Uh-huh.
Personal thing. Some
uh-huh.
personal information.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
One does not know others to know it.
Uh-huh.
So then, and, when being asked.
Uh-huh.
Do you have this? Did you do this? Me? No, never.
Mm-hmm.
So then now to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that is ordinary lies.
Uh-huh.
With people they tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people they don't reveal something personal.
Uh-huh.
So that is one example.
Mm-hmm.
So it is nothing to harm, maybe not too much harm on others.
Uh-huh.
Too much harm on others. Sometimes can be harm, but it depends now because these ordinary lies which people tell.
他说这个地方就是普通谎言，然后他里边有其实也分不同动机，然后不要传递一种东西，就是想阻止其他人知道真相，然后那个真相是你个人的一个隐私，但你就不想让他知道，然后这个情况你就故意说谎，这是一种情况。 而一般来说是像这种谎言是不太那个不就是不是以伤害别人的东西，但是在有些情况下，他可能也以伤害别人为动机。
This includes also jokes, like joking.
Mm.
So then, for example, for a joke, one tells a lie.
Uh-huh.
It's to exaggerate something,
mm-hmm.
exaggerating which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for example, you have this kind of first April lies, first April.
April first. Yeah.
That's called that is for joke.
Mm-hmm.
Monk should not do like that. It's Pachitya.
比方说，这种故意妄语，包括就是为了那个说笑话故意夸张的，比方说那个愚人节谎言，这种这也包括故意妄语里边，所以说是比库不应该做这个事。So
it can be also because of compassion, as I told you, white lies.
Mm-hmm.
I told you this one, which, for example, is a cancer patient.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer patient, mm-hmm. and the doctor tells to other monks, don't tell him that he has a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the other monks try to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
When that people ask who has cancer, do I have cancer? What did the doctor tell?
Mm-hmm.
No, the doctor, no, you have not a cancer, and so on. Just
mm-hmm.
not to make him worry.
Mm-hmm.
That is all the lie.
他说这个地方也包括善意的谎言，善意谎言举个例子，比方说一个病人对病人得了癌症，然后医生跟其他比如说别告诉别人他已经得了癌症，然后然后那那那然后那病人问其他这些比库说，然后其他比库说，哎那个那病人问这些其他比库说，我这个到底得什么病，医生怎么说？然后这其他这些比库为了不让病人担心，就说啊你医生说你得了得不是癌症，不要担心。
啊，这个也是故意妄语。怎么意思怎么说？他也按照医生的话去说的意思。不是，医生是给说妄语的指令，告诉你，你就得了故意妄语，然后这笔库就按医生说妄语，不是说的。So any other questions？
还有其他问题吗？没有，欢迎。
比如说，我跟别人在说话或者交谈的时候，我所见，我知道我所见是正确的，我见到的，而且呢，我闻我听到的。
发生。那举个具体例子吗？这说有点抽象，就是怎么从见闻推导出这个推理是不是有效？我得看具体的例子，能举个具体一点例子吗？我以为你这么说的话，我非常难。那个
意思，我现在能想好的最初的意思是说，比如说我跟一个朋友在谈话，
嗯，
比如说说一个合作做法，我见到的跟我闻到的这个啊，那确实是这个是。确实我见到了，我闻到了，但是最后的结论，最后这个法的这个结论是我自己推导的。
你见到，然后你闻到，然后这个法是你
知嘛？就是这个知是推导出来的。
啊，
因为这个知的话，
能看上再具体一点吗？就是说你
那个，比如说我猜测一个，对不对？比如说他看见一个比库跟一个女人，然后进了一扇门。就想，这个肯定是干做什么坏事了。就是我确实看见他两个，
对，就是，
但是
是有一个
他们两个做不好的事，是我推测的，是这样的。
这不是，
我是想的意思。
不是，我想
的，
你说的
这
个巴拉斯卡的另外一个结论太大了，这样才看见，这种事太大了。我说一般的说法，或者说一般的交谈。比如说我讨论一个自己或者是自己的经验或者是其他的经验，我比如说我禅修的时候，我遇到一点问题，我遇到这个问题呢，确实是我见过的，确实那个风声呢是我听到的，这个是确实的，但是我这个时候推导出来一个结论，这个结论呢，
我听几个例子，就比方说你在禅修时候见到了一个某光，但实际上你也不是非常确定这个光到底太阳光还是你禅修那个光，然后你就直接跟先生说我见到禅修，这个可以算。
这是一种，就是大概是一个时候，他见到这里一个时候呢，可能他在说完了以后发现我说的可能是吧。
说完之后，就是说之前还不觉得是妄语啊，说完是发现啊，这有可能是妄语，这有疑啊，对，这是一种是吧？
哎，
好，你再说第二个。
第二个方面就是你说的那个，就是说自始至终他往事说了以后，说到以前，他都能这个，他
我就是一开始就有疑，
一开始
就有疑，然后就还这么说，
有一点疑以后，你再说出来，就这个。
好像跟这里上有人应该算我一，但我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that. So for example, if somebody tells his indefinite reasoning as a certain fact. So for example, if he so this kind of reasoning is not totally rootless.But it's not definite also. So for example, if somebody saw some light, saw some light during his meditation. But this light, because the light can be the light from the bulb also. Can be his own nimitta. And he himself actually has some doubt with that, whether this is a nimitta or not, he has some doubt that. But with this kind of doubt, this question has two parts. I will tell you the first part. The first part is that, so before he tells others, he already know, he already has doubts in accordance with the fact that whether this is a nimitta or not. But he tell, I had a nimitta in my meditation like that. So in this case, does it incur positive offense or not?
Yes, if the intention is to deceive others,
okay.
Or to deceive others, or to boast, to boast that look, others get nimittas, I also get nimitta, something like that. So to boast oneself, to deceive them, to make him understand that I also am an important person.
Okay.
All this intention is called Shari Musamata. So then, regarding some meditative experience, if it is jhana, of course, then it's parajik.
Okay. So this is the first part. The second part is that, so for example, here is the same case, but only after he said that, he understood that Actually, when I see that, I'm not so sure whether there's a limit or not. But what he's saying, he does not have this kind of perception. Only after seeing, he understood, oh, maybe this is a lie, something like that. In that case, it's also a pachitya or not?
That means before he did not know that it is a lie.
Yes, or he just forgot, and he just kind of self-deceived that this must be an imitator. But later, when he is called, reflect this conversation and his meditation again, he understood, well, I should not say
that. That is not musada, because it is somehow overestimation.
Uh-huh.
Overestimation.
Uh-huh.
That is not offense for that.
Okay.
Overestimation.
他说那个他说这样的，他说比方说像你这个例子，比方说你是在那个像就像这个地方里边说一下，你事前就已经知道你这个事儿是不是那么确定，就是你这个你从见闻退到知这个地方不是那么确定的事儿，然后你事前你是知道这个这事儿不确定，就是有疑，说的时候也知道有疑，说说说的时候也知道这个事儿有疑的话，然后比假如说你这个，然后你这个动机是不是？
So now, regarding promises.
Mm-hmm.
False promises.
Mm-hmm.
That they also fall and this category.
Mm-hmm.
Although one knows that one can't go, but tells lies, no, I will come. Mm-hmm. Just to avoid arguments like that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it is musavada.
Dukkha or pachitya?
Is pachitya.
Because
I was not able to go.
Mm-hmm.
But tells, yes, I will come.
Mm-hmm.
So then, just to avoid the other person to for arguments like that,
mm-hmm.
I was called. For sure, I know that he's not going, but he tells I go.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is also this kind of promises.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I will give to you.
Mm-hmm.
I will give to you.
Mm-hmm.
I will inform you later. So I know that I is not going to inform. So all kinds of promises.
Mm.
I will deliver to you. So all these things and so what? All fallen musawa. Sambhajana musawa.
而且这个地方故意往也包括那种虚假承诺，比方说你那个别人问你，这事你去还是不去？
所以你明明知道自己不想去，然后也不会去，然后你避免和这人争论，你就说，哎，我你放心吧，我会去的，或者说这东西你愿不愿意给我，然后我以后会给你，或者说这个这事，或者告诉我，那我回头告诉你，但是你明明知道你以后回头不一定会告诉我，像这种虚假的承诺，也犯这条的八戒力量。So
now
we have other cases in Mahavagapali, for example, who makes promises with a pure intention.
Mm-hmm.
Pure intention that really I will do this someday.
Mm-hmm.
But later breaks the promise,
mm-hmm.
according to the Mahavaka, and so what is dukkha offense?
然后在大厅里边说呢，就比如说你在承诺的时候，你在对方你别给对方承诺的时候，比方说我要去这个地方，你当时是真实的动机就是你确实想去，当时你确实想去，但后来你可能过了一天之后，你注意变了。 追一遍，然后你们没有去，然后你没有兑现这个承诺，这个地方跟去大品的话，你是非常那个恶作。
So therefore, in that case, now if one can't fulfill a promise,、
mm-hmm.
one better is to inform the other person、
mm-hmm.
to cancel it,、
mm-hmm.
to tell the other person that I give this promise, but I can't fulfill it because there is this obstacle,、
mm-hmm.
and so forth. Then to inform the other person. In that case, one does not fall into the trap.
他说这事如果是就是这事那个就是一开始你如果是以纯正的东西给对方一个承诺，然后后来到了某个时候你发现自己这个承诺已经没法兑现的时候，你应该主动通知对方，我取消这个承诺，然后在这种情况下就是告诉对方你是遇到什么什么障碍，然后不能兑现这个承诺，然后那个这样的话就不犯任何罪。
We have an example in Mahavakapali.With a case of a bhikkhu who promises、
mm-hmm.
other bhikkhus or other daikas that I will come to spend the rainy season in your place.、
Oh.
And other bhikkhus now waiting on the daikas, waiting for him to come, he does not come.、
Oh.
There is dukkha of it.、
Oh. 他说在大品里边有这样的例子，就是有个比库，就是跟那个其他比库。还有对，就过养这笔库居士们做出承诺，说我要从某某地方度过这个园区，结果真正到了园区的时候，这笔库根本没去，然后在大厅里面说这个笔库犯了恶作。
We have another case also in Pachitya 33. So by promising invitation for a meal,、
mm.
I will come,、
mm.
I give the word, yes, tomorrow I will come.、
Mm.
And then one does not go, breaks the promise, and does not go.、
Oh.
Then it's also, according to that, through this Pachitya, because it's related to Emil.、
Hmm.
Pachitya, according to that rule, Pachitya number 33.
就根据那个巴西第亚第三十三条，然后如果你事先跟居士那个就是说那个做了承诺，我要去你家那个人吃那个就是圣洁供养吃饭，就是那个是圣女供养一顿饭，结果你没有去。然后这个还是犯巴西利亚，然后是犯的是巴西利亚第三十三条。
Therefore, one should be very careful if one gives a promise. One must make sure that he is able to fulfill it. Otherwise, don't give promises to people. Don't give them the wrong impression that you are going to do something which you can't do.
所以说，大家做出承诺的时候非常小心，就是自己做出承诺，一定是就是可以实现，可以兑现承诺，一定就是不要给现实留下一种错误的印象，就是说那个你给就是他们认为你能做某件事，但实际上这件事情你是不会做的。
So now regarding about this lies, we have the story of the Buddha who advises his son Rahula.At the age of 7, when he was a Samanera, the first advice the Buddha gave to his son at that age was not to tell lies.
他说在那个佛陀的儿子就是罗侯罗，他那个七岁的时候，佛陀曾经给他就是佛陀曾经给过他一次教诫，然后佛陀给的第一条教诫就是不要说妄语。
He tells.Even if a person who takes light of a joke,、mm. out of a joke,、
mm.
is like a person like an empty pot person,、mm. empty pot,、
mm.
who has no qualities inside,、
mm.
he has no substance of morality inside.、
Mm.
That's why he is like an empty pot.、
Mm. 他说就是说谎人，哪怕是以说笑的东西而说谎，他也就像一个内在没有任何戒德或者是德行的那个空瓶子一样。
Therefore, you also try not to tell lies, even as a joke.、
嗯、所以说，就是希望大家也试试自己，就是不要说谎，哪怕他只是一个笑话。
So there is also good humor, good humor.、
嗯、
The Buddha sometimes uses good humor.Arahat good humor, which as called are based on facts.、
Mm.
You don't distort the truth.、
Mm.
You reveal the truth, then other people they laugh.、
Mm.
Okay,、
mm.
because they have not seen that aspect of the truth.
Mm.
Aren't you reveal it? Then, it becomes apparent.
Mm.
And then they start laughing. So that is good humor.
Mm.
Okay.
说那个好的幽默呢，它是那种基于事实的幽默，就是说这种幽默的机理就是说你，通过揭露事实，然后使人们发笑，就是说这东西虽然事实，但是人们就是平常他没有见到事实这一方面，然后你把这一方面给大家揭露出来，然后实在在人们面前变得明显，然后这通过这种方法也非常能够被人发现，然后这种就是好的幽默。
So one more thing to tell is that.According to the information we have from the Jataka stories, so then during the time the Buddha, Bodhisattva Gautama, he fulfilled his paramis. Out of all precepts, he kept the precept of not telling lies. He never broke it. Others he broke occasionally. But.To tell lies, he never broke that precept.
然后那个，根据本身故事里边提供信息，就是当这个我们那个释迦牟尼佛他是个菩萨的时候呢，除了妄语界之外，其他所有界他在那个他在某些场合他都破过，唯独这些妄语界的始终没有破。
So this is how he could realize the truth.The truth. Now, the Four Noble Truths, how he realized them, it is Satcha. It's called, we tell the Satcha, no? Arya Satchas, the Noble Truths. It is by sticking to truth, not telling lies, not distorting facts.
He said, just Fortho, 之所以能够见证圣地。也就是神圣的真理呢，他之所以能够这样，就是说他之前一直是坚持真实，坚持真理，而不扭曲事实。
Okay, now there are no offenses. If one does it, one doesn't want to one hurriedly gives some misinformation. Okay, so there is no offense.
然后这个地方无罪。
Speed, but because of talking too fast, then sometimes information goes wrong. Then it's an offense.
然后这个地方，因为你自己说的太快，然后就是那个说话不经过大脑，然后那个说这种假话呢，它是无罪的。
Again, there is no offense if it by slip of tongue, one wants to tell something else, and instead of that, one tells something different.
然后无意出现的那种口误，它也是无罪的。
Okay, so then before proceeding to the other rule, I'm asking again if there are any questions.
他是以要回到岸上的目的跟他说了一些不真实的话。
He said,
但故事太多了吗
？According to his memories, in one of the Jatakas, the Bodhisattva was a monkey, and then he was about to be he was caught by a crocodile, and the crocodile wants to eat him, and then he said something to the crocodile with the intention to get released from this crocodile, and then this crocodile get deceived and released the monkey. So he said that is this an evidence that the Buddhist sometimes he also tells the lies.
What is that story? You can show me that story because I don't. Crocodile monkey, I can't remember. Crocodile monkey, some other person. Are you sure it is from Theravada Mahayana story? I don't know. You have to check.
他说他不信的就是那个本身故事里边有猴子和鳄鱼的故事。他说你去确认是上头故事故事。然后他说如果你能把这个故事给他看的话，他可以给你。
对，如果用那个手机里的故事，就是大致的故事。
嗯，
它不是那种。
嗯。
Okay. Now we'll go to the next, no?
So that means Pachita number two. You didn't?
Yes, Pachita.
Okay. 是下面讲那个第二Pachita第二条，辱骂语。该谁念了？
你要了吗？Later we can find the Jataka story.
He's
looking at the Jataka story.
For second one, I just read the story. Okay, the rule is so long. Second rules.
Yeah, you can read the story, we'll see. See the story and the rule, no?
Mm-hmm. 诸善比库，从周明信，行业直计，并向欲念罪，陛下而骂言，恶口，毁慢，诸比库中少欲者，即嫌非难，恶以六旬比库，诸善比库，争论而骂诸善比库，从周恶口。毁慢耶，于是诸比库以此事白世尊，乃至诸比库汝等时与诸善故争论而骂诸善比库，从种恶口毁慢耶。释然世尊，佛世尊，喝者于人，汝等为何与善比库争论而骂诸善比库，从种口毁慢耶。于人，此非令未信者生信，乃至喝则以说法矣。于诸比库曰：诸比库，往昔于德差斯罗国，一婆罗门有一牛名兰底伊沙罗欢喜马氏。兰底伊沙罗牛言婆罗门，听我言，我牛能拽赢满载之车，然后与长者赌千金。于是，比婆罗门与长者言，我牛能拽赢满载之白车而赌千金。诸比库，于是比婆罗门弃然伊沙罗牛于满载之。百车曰：五角进五角八。尔时兰底伊沙罗牛既直立于其处，诸比库，于是婆罗门赌输千金而生。时兰底伊沙罗牛言及婆罗门：婆罗门，今何故生有业？我实为汝输千金，今何故与我非角儿汝乎五角耶？今再前往，言我牛能拽赢满载之百车，与长者赌两千金。我非五角，勿以五角故物。诸比库，于是比婆罗门与长者言：我牛能拽赢满载之百车，而赌两千金。使比婆罗门系兰底伊沙罗牛于满载之百车曰：进善牛，拉善牛。诸比库，时兰底伊沙罗牛即拽赢满载之百车，当言善爱语，切勿与善欲言爱语者。牛即拽重者，彼即得财宝，由此皆欢喜。诸比库，其实恶口辱骂之语，乃我不爱之语，今为何以恶口毁慢之语为爱语？诸比库，此非令未信者生信， 乃至诸利库如等当如是诵此阙处，发言于这八吉耶分支。
Now, from this story about the ox, so you must understand that it's not good to talk other people with bad names. Okay.
从红绿灯里面的故事，大家可以看到，就是说，给别人起不好的这种外号是很不好的。
You might lose. You become a loser. Like this Brahmin, he lost because he did not know how to talk in the proper way.
你说，为什么这样做的话，就是你很容易成为一个失败者，就像这个普罗门一样，因为他不知道就是如何适当的说话。
Now the ox in that case was the bodhisattva. He was born. According to the story, is called. This is also a Jataka story. So the Bodhisattva was born as an ox. So, and this Brahmin loved that ox very much. And he was feeding him with milk and rice milk. special meal. And that ox became very strong.
So the ox is the same ox Nandisara here.
Yeah, Nandisara was the bodhisattva.
然后他说这个地方跟你本身故事呢，这个地方这个 Nandi 伊沙罗牛，就是佛陀前世。然后他说这个佛陀这个当时这头牛啊，就是他是深受这个婆罗门的款待，就是这个婆罗门用那个大米和牛奶来喂这个牛，然后这个牛长得非常壮。
So then, because these ox become very big one, they have also big horns, no?
Yes.
So, and they are dangerous. These horns are dangerous. Therefore now, those days people who used to cut the horns. Okay, and these ox who have been, oxen who have been cut the horns, they are called kutas in Pali. Hornless.
Okay. 他说呢，他说因为这个牛角非常壮，而这个牛角长得非常大，因为这个牛角如果长得很大的话，因为它会给别人带来危险嘛，所以说当时在佛陀时代被痛心一个做法，就是如果牛角要把头把那个角给砍掉，然后这个牛角如果被砍掉的话，然后那个这到了这这这这这事，这个别人就开始叫这个牛为五角牛。
So, therefore now, the day this Brahmin, he wanted to show how strong this ox was, Nandi Visala was, he started shouting to him, you hornless, kuta, which goes, what's it called, abusive, offensive, offensive for the ox. Why he thought he, in front of the crowds, he tells him like that. The ox thought. And then he stood there and he didn't move. Because the ox was offended. Because in front of the whole people, he shouts to him like that, hornless, you hornless beast, go ahead.
他说那天那个婆罗门，他想显示一下，他这牛有多强壮，但是他让那个牛拿东西的时候，他说你这个五角牛。他是不是？ So he's asking whether this cow is hornless or not. He's asking whether this whore is actually hornless or not.
Hornless?
Or not, I mean, whether the horn of this cow is cut or not.
Yes, in Pali, kuta means?
Yes, I mean, Nandi Visara, whether his horn is cut or not, actually cut or not.
Yes, actually cut.
Actually cut.
Yeah. Okay. Because they usually cut because it's big ox, so they're very big horns, no?
Yes.
So if they move these things, so they are dangerous. So they cut. They cut this. It's not pain. It is not painful for the ox. Because they, with the saw, no? They cut this. Because they sometimes they hit other ox, and so what? Other cows. So it's very dangerous.
他说他实际上那牛角确实是被砍了，确实被砍了，因为那个牛角太大了，会撞其他人。
So
he found the Jataka story, it seems. So Jataka number 208.
So then this is Roman script or what? A Chinese translation?
It is Chinese translation, but. I think it has given the, what is it called?
You can give some Pali word, I can find it in Pali word. What is the name of the Jataka?
A crocodile Jataka.
But the Pali word?
The Pali word is not mentioned here.
No Pali, any single Pali word, no.
So, it's in the Nidana of the story, it is said that Lord Buddha is residing in the Jetavana monastery to give a talk about Devadatta trying to murder the Buddha, something like that.
Let me see if there is just have a look at the page.
It's only Chinese, I think.
Only Chinese, no, Pali words.
Only here a little bit, but it's not from the... that
Kapiraj.
That reference is not... Yes, Kapiraj means Moki
Kim. Vanarajataka. Is it? Vanara Jataka? This is what is the number of the Jataka?
208.
Yes.
Vanara
Jataka is
different. Kapiraja. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. I don't know if I know the name of the Jataka. It's called what is the meaning in Chinese? It's called the translate in it's called what is the translation of the Chinese name of the Jataka?
Crocodile Jataka.
Crocodile Jataka.
Yes.
You can find it.
I think you can find it.
Because
it has given a chapter also. It's the sixth chapter, maybe. Sixth chapter.
Sixth chapter?
Yes.
Kind of books.
Yes.
Book. But then we have to go to commentary then. Let me see. Sutta Pitaka.
Sutta Pitaka, yes. Kudaka
Nitaka. Jataka.
Jataka. Number one, I think. It's 208,
no? Oh, I gone wrong.
Sorry.
Jataka. Here does not say, no. Here it's called, what is the chapter?
The sixth chapter, maybe. Let me see.
Sixth chapter. Chakanipata.
Chakanipata, maybe.
Okay.
Avarya Vaggo. Oh, no, this is Avarya Vaggo Sahiji.
Setakatu. Here was a Mikal, Sirikal. Kukutaja, no, Kukutaja. Dhammada. Nantia.
No, you have to check the number 208. No? This is the number like. So it doesn't give. Okay, but I think better you should check the number 208. 208.
208?
Yes, so it's not in the sixth chapter, but probably in the previous chapters. It's not here, it's not in this chapter.
Is there another chapter?
Yes, maybe. Chakuka Nipata? Chakuka? Chatuka, sorry. No, that is also too. Okay. Maybe. That must be Dukkanipata. Okay. 208, you can check.
208. 208.
Mm. 208.
Okay. Susumara
Jataka. Ah, yes. Susumara Jataka. Ramehi ambehi.
Shwarajadut.
Ah, yes, it is true. Jambuhi panasehi. Ambehi jambu. Yes, it is true. This is that.
Wrong play he's going. Shingala, he's wrong.
Now you can check the number of the gata, no?
15, yes. He's wrong. He's different, they have different numeration. Yeah? 1 on 5 is different, yeah?
Yes.
I can copy like that. Sushumara jataka. Okay, you got it. Copy union, but okay.
看的时候，我记得我跟他就是就那个就他那个故事，就故事大概是这样的，就是说一个鳄鱼的老那个一个鳄鱼妻子想吃一个花王的那个心脏，然后这个然后这个鳄鱼呢，他就那个就是假设是帮着这个猴王过河，就是猴王骑在鳄鱼背上过河。然后过到一半的时候，这个鳄鱼对猴王说，然后他让猴王沉默，他多一半儿沉下去，然后把这个猿猴杀死，然后他手里猿猴心脏肉，然后这个猴王就对鳄鱼说，他说我心脏其实不在我的身体里了，再按上一棵大树上。再上一棵树上，然后他是那个人说你当你先往前游，当你游到岸边的时候，你就可以看见我那个树上挂着我的心脏了。然后这个鳄鱼就游到岸边，然后他那个游到岸边的时候，那个猴子就跳出来了，然后就说这个愚蠢的鳄鱼，他说你竟然以为一切生物的心脏挂在树顶上。你太愚蠢了，他说你可以适当的追我， 但是，你的身体很庞大，而且有智慧，所以你不能成功。而且就是这么一个故事。你这时候就三千拿，因为他那个我到时候要对照那个。
没关系，行。I will check this because I don't know different translations.
Different translations.
I will check this now.
Okay.
Yeah, then,
so you can take notes of the number and the passage. So later you can check.
What?
You can.
No, I will check this tomorrow. I will check.
Yes. Later. I mean, you just.
Yeah. Different translations.
Yeah. Okay. 他说这个有那个不这个故事有不同的翻译，然后他到时候明天他仔细看这个故事以后再给你讲，好吗？
嗯。
So now, all right, now you must know that using this kind of lingo, by insulting others, by putting them down, so one can counterfire. Counterfire means one might become a loser. A loser, and so forth, and it has not good effects for oneself, also for others. So that is why a bhikkhu should avoid this kind of lingo.
So, 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 so,避免使用这种语言去贬低侮辱别人。
好了 ，If you read also this kind of after the rule, punyaratam. After the rule, you can read this also this information because it's important. Okay.
他要把那个条文全部读出来。
So everything from the from the Vinayapitaka, you mean, except the rest of it.
Up to
here.
You can what is highlighted? No.
Hmm?
Up to Akosu. Yeah, you can read it
up to
Akosu. Akosu. Now definitions. Only definitions.
Ah, only definitions.
Definitions.
Okay. 他说他只让你念那个什么叫那个等会儿。他只让你念一下，就是玛丽语那个定义。
玛丽语定义哦。
对，玛丽语定义。
啊，玛丽语者，以十世玛丽，即从种名姓行业职级，并向欲结犯过恶骂。
Finish.
What? No, it's not finished.
All
these kind of definitions about what means.
Atanvatu sing
Jati, what means hina, ukate jati?
Okay.
种者有两种，辟种与贵种。辟种者，丹檀罗种、竹狮种、猎狮种、车狮种、除粪者种，此者名为卑种。贵种者，刹帝利种。婆罗门种，此等名为贵种。名者有两名，非名与贵名。非名者，阿哇哈那迦、奢哇康那迦、丹尼达迦、沙意达迦、布拉哈达迦等，与各地方被轻蔑、辱骂而被尊敬者。此等名为非名。贵名者，与佛法身有关联者，与各地方不被轻蔑、辱骂而被尊敬者，此等名为贵名。作者，信者，不良信， 非信也非信，非信则互奢耶信，婆拉多拉奢信，与各地方被轻蔑辱骂而不尊敬者，此等名为非信。贵信者，瞿昙信、莫迦拉那信、迦奢耶那信、瓦斯塔信，与各地方被轻蔑毁骂而被尊敬者，此等名为贵信。行业者有两业，卑业与贵业。卑业者木工业、扫业等，与各地方被轻蔑而不被尊敬者，此等名为卑业。贵业者耕作商贾、牧牛等，与各地方不被轻蔑被尊敬者，此等名为贵业。执戒者有两戒，卑戒与贵戒。卑戒者戎戒、豪戒、知戒、皮革戒、礼法戒等，与各地方被轻蔑而不被尊敬者，此等名为卑戒。贵戒者应妾、俗、书等，与各地方不被轻蔑而被尊敬者，此等名为贵戒。一切之病者，卑也。然密片病者贵相者有两相，卑相与贵相。卑相者即长即短即黑即白者，此等名为卑相。贵相者不即长不即短不即黑不即白，此等名为贵相。一切之欲解者卑也，一切之犯过者卑也。然而欲留犯定犯者贵也。恶骂者有两骂，卑骂与贵骂。卑骂者辱视骆驼、视羊、辱视牛、辱视驴马、辱视畜生、辱视堕地狱人，辱无善趣恶趣在甘露之味，或以耶音呼之，或以八音呼之，或以男女分明呼之，此等名为卑骂。贵骂者辱视贤者，是有能者，辱视智者，辱视多闻者，辱视说法者，辱无恶趣善趣在甘露之味，此等名为贵骂。
You know, after these definitions, the examples are given. Examples.
Yes.
Okay? How I can insult another person. Now, for example, with his own social class. Social class means occupation. Occupation like that. That you are a gypsy, like that, a gypsy man. Or you are like this and that, and so what. It gives examples. By telling that, that, there are pachiti offenses. For example, and then you have with his nationality, for example. Okay? Now, this, there are some bad words of other nationalities of people. If one wants to put them down, now, for example, for Japanese, if you want to, a Japanese man or monk, he tells you, ah, you're a Jap. Jap and so what. So then, this is a very depreciating word. Okay. So.
他说，地方，比方说，就是这个地方也包括，就是说以国籍那个对别人进行辱骂的。然后他说那个，比方说对日本人，然后你就上去说他是那个小日本，然后这种都属于以国籍这种对对人进行辱骂。
So, and there is also, for example, now the other way around. The other way around. A person who is of low caste, by making me to look like a bigger caste, and then to ridicule him, that is also belongs to this category of pachitya. Okay.
比方说，一个还有另外一种情况，就是故意把那个故意去夸那个人，故意去故意把他实际情况给夸张起来，故意夸张他实际情况。比方说，这个人本来是个低种姓的人，然后你为了侮辱说，你偏偏就故意说他是高种姓的人，让他的那个自卑，然后这种也是辱骂。For
example, you can tell a Chinese monk who looks very typical Chinese. You can tell, oh, you look like an American, like that. You want to be like an American or something like that. And so that is also like want to put him down to make him feel bad. That's called to distort the thing. So that is what belongs to this Omasava again. Okay.
然后还有像外星事实的，比方说那个一个比库明明的中国人，然后你凑到面前跟他说，哦，你长得好像美国人，这样，然后这种也是辱骂语。Yes,
for the others who have a good laugh, no? For the others who have a good laugh.
他说这种话的东西，可能就只是为了让其他人好好笑一笑。
So, okay, these are direct ways, but there are indirect ways. Well, indirect ways are dukkha offenses. Okay.
这种属于直接辱骂，然后还有一种间接辱骂，然后如果是间接辱骂，犯的是恶俗。 Indirect, sorry, examples are given in the Vinayapitaka. I can tell them, they can read by themselves.
Vinaya notes?
Yes, Vinayapitaka, Vinayapitaka.
Yes, I told him, because I'm trying to find what is about Dukkata offenses.
So I can.
Okay, you can tell him how to read this Dukkata offenses.
然后大家可以看那个犯恶作的情况，就是说他那个在什么地方呢？就是。 一比丘与他比丘使其为难之意而如是言，于此有多数，占陀罗诸师列士车师出分时，欲与恶作，但是只着这个地方没有，这种就这张老说那个间接辱骂。For
example, does not tell another Japanese man, he doesn't tell you are Jap. He tells others, look, there are some Japs here. That's called. Don't tell us indirectly. There are some Japs here. So he does not tell him directly. You are a Jap. He tells you there are some Japs here.
比方说，就是说，那个一个比库，他不直接对那个日本说你是个小日本，然后他跟旁边那个旁边三个人说，这里有些小日本，这样。So
one does not tell the other person you are a donkey, but one tells there are some donkeys here.
他不直接跟一个那个，他不直接骂你说你是一头驴，但是他跟旁边人说，这里有一群驴。So
these are dukkha offenses.
这属于恶作。But
for the first time, now in this rule, we can find another offense called dubbhasita. Okay. So now after the dukkhas, we have also dubbhasita. Cases.
然后这个地方，在这两件事不但有恶作，还有恶说。然后大家看到恶说从这个地方开始，就是一比丘与他比丘，无恶可侮慢之意，亦无使其为难之意，为嬉戏，以悲与对卑贱之占陀罗诸师列车师达到时，如是占陀罗，如是达到者，予以恶说。大家找到这个地方。
And Dubbhasita accused by jokingly try to offend another person.
他说就是那这种像这种情况，就是说以嬉戏的这种方式去对那个去侮辱其他人。
So you can tell on case now, can you find Dubhasita?
Yes, yes.
On case you can
read. I read the passage to them.
No, the whole passage, but one passage only. Just to give
on Dubhasita.
Yes.
So, but the intention is the same. Our intention is the same.
Mm.
Try to put the other person down to make him feel embarrassed. So, and you use it like it's a joke. Does not take directly or indirectly, like it's a joke, like that. It's a saya, it's called.
So the intention is same? The intention is not the same.
Just for a joke, no?
Yes, just for a joke.
So, the same way, distorting sounds sometimes is a pan. It's called like a
pan. Yes, like
pan.
A word has two meanings.
Two meanings. So that also comes under this category, which by using a double meaning of the word. But to make a joke out of his nationality, out of his occupation, out of his sickness, so forth, that is also under Dubhasita.
Dubhasita, okay. 他说如果说是对别人那个国籍啊、职业等等，就是说以双关语的形式，来跟他开玩笑哈，这个也是个说。
Example is now. Let me see. Right, his pants. Now we have the nationality German. German.
Okay.
German. Okay.
German man. Something like that.
German. Okay. German.
Yes. German man.
Germany is a person who comes from Germany.
Yes, it's
okay. So, if one wants to make a pan, okay, you can make like that.
German.
German. Okay. He's a germ. Germ means
bacteria.
Bacteria. He's a man who carries germs. That's cool. To make it. Joke, fun, all of that. That is Dubhasita.
他说是在这这个举双关语是举个例子。他说这比如比方说在英语里边，你说一个词是那个德国人，然后这就是你要骂那个人可能也是那个德国人，然后你把这个词中间那个切成两个词，而这个细菌和人，然后把德国人说成是那个不就你念的时候你可能就中间顿一下 German 这样，然后就不德国人这个词变成细菌人。
So that is an example. I don't know. Maybe in China we have more examples like that.
这是一个例子。然后他说，可能在中文里边有更多例子，然后他也不知道。
中国里面好像没有这个例子。
多的是。
是的是。
So that is the only rule. The only rule. Who speaks about Dubhasita offenses? There is no other rule.
In Patimokkha or in the whole
Patimokkha.
他说在巴提摩罕戒里边只有这条戒，他是巴汤厄说的。巴提摩罕里边其他戒是巴汤厄说的。
什么？
恶说。
就这条戒有恶说，对。
说
在巴提摩罕里。
Right now, you can read Gangavidarani.
Mm-hmm.
在第二，辱骂愚者为讽刺语，即对无论犯或犯他身的故意身份语。语词或手势，非在于处之见解，以出生名字、种姓、职业、技术、疾病、长相、烦恼、罪、恶骂，或者以真实或不真实来表达辱骂愚者，即犯心堕落之意。在沙瓦奇六旬比库开始，在辱骂的故事制定，共同制定而命令的，只以那十种骂人是如以。这里有些人是詹陀罗等方式在愚处，他不在现场而骂愚者，以你是小偷，你是破戒者等脱离巴利圣殿文具而骂你，以及依照那十骂言辞和非十骂言辞而骂为达上者犯恶作。在此，即使比库尼也算是为达上者，并无想要骂你，只是想要以笑戏笑而说者切处犯恶作。为了自身向前于义法教士开示而说者，以及疯狂者等无罪。在此学处有这四种构成要素，凡被辱骂者可以搭上者，非在于处即现前以身等而辱骂，对方知道他骂我，没有自身向前于义的等，其等于不与取学处相似。这里的受为苦受，有想而脱罪，有心者从坐才犯时间罪，深夜雨也不善心贪色分取。
Okay, now for bhikkhus, a bhikkhu who tells another bhikkhu like that, it is pachitya. But if he tells for anupasampanas, for example, samaneras, lay people, they're dukkhatas.
那这个地方呢，就是如果你是恶语骂你比库的话，他是犯那个巴西利亚。但你犯的是那个，但如果你骂了上半天来或者居士，就是未达上者的话，犯的是恶作。
And the other person who should understand, which gets insulted, should understand. Therefore, in the four factors, no? Four factors for this offense to occur, that the other person should also know that his own factors.
这个
Okay, now any questions?
嗯，会这样解答他有什么问题
吗？我问一下，如果一个人对另外一个人说，我怀疑你是无因者或者二因者，这算是骂还是恶说？
无因皆生是吧？
对。
啊。
无因者二因者。
So he's asking that, so if one person comes to another person and said,I doubt that you are as called a two root a jataka, something like that.
Two root.
Adopt? No. Not doubt. It means the a three kusala root. It means the aloba. Adosa and what's it called?
Adosa.
Yes. So that means.I doubt that you are a hitter jataka, or
a doubt that you have, that you are a hitter jataka.
A hitter jataka, that means you are rootless. Scott, according to Abhidhamma, that.
Hetuka jati. Yes. Hetuka jati.
Yes.
Jatika.
Jati. This is what I said.
Hetuka.
Yes. Hetuka. I have a doubt that you are a hitter jataka, or do you hetuka jataka.Something like that,
huh?
Or do
he do that?
Do he do that? Yes. Do he do that? So if one tells another person like that, is it a party or do basita?
It depends on the intention. No, yeah, the intention is one wants to put the other person down, okay, to insult.
Yes.
Okay, that is intention for this offense to take place. So, therefore now, just telling something does not make much sense, because you have to connect it according to the context. If it is the context that you want to put the other person down, okay, to make him embarrassed, to make him feel bad, like that, if that is intention, of course, you might come under this category. Okay? But if only his intention just to arouse him a sense of urgency in him, no, because maybe you are a hetuka jatika, so then and even it is good for you to become do hetuka jatika, like okay. Something like that. Intention is different. So therefore, we have to see what the intention is. Chetana.
他说这个他是你犯什么戒要看你是那是什么东西，如果说你动机就只是侮辱他的话，那这是一定要说犯那个犯犯犯戒。但是如果说你是为了激励他，比方说你犯你婚姻结生，那你好，多多多点善业，争取下人的二姻结生，这样这就不犯。
那这个举句的话，是我猜对方的心理，而不是对方觉得我是犯戒条戒，你明白吗？
你是哪个人？你是说的人还是
被说的人？
被说的人啊。
他觉得对方是犯戒，
不是不是你犯不犯戒是取决于你说这个人，你说的是什么东西，你说的是什么东西？
我没搞，我说如果另外一个人对我说，我怀疑他是在贬低我，那他是犯什么罪？因为我不知道
他犯什么罪是他取决于他心中的动机。
对对对，所以但我觉得他是在贬低我呀。
你觉得他在贬低没有？你要确实知道他心里边是以贬低你的东西，是他在犯戒，就这样，明白没？就这个意思。
就好比。一个人这样说我了，我们两个比库，
对，
那我跟班迪说，这个人这样说我，
对，
我怀疑他是贬低我，那怎么去切克他的动机呢？就说班迪要去问他，你到底以什么样？
对，你得问他动机，你得问他动机。
如果是他贬低的动机就是巴西蒂亚，
然后
不是贬低动机是恶说还是恶作？
可能是完全不犯，因为恶作恶说他也是需要动机的，就是说那个恶说动机他是那个嬉笑，然后恶作是指那种间接的骂你。就是他没有直接说你，
他
说他
这个就是间接，他就觉得你听
他直接说不是间接什么意思？
间接就是说我们在谈禅啊或什么，不要
不是不是
就是那个。
间接是不直接使用第二人称，他已经明显只是说是你了，这不算间接了。
那就直接这样说，那算什么呢？
可能是巴西蒂亚，可能是恶说，可能是不犯。
不犯是什么个状态？
既不是侮辱，也不是嬉笑。但是他有正当的东西，比方说他想说这个话，就是对你产生什么好处？比方说你像你说我怀疑你是无意结二因结，可能你长时间你很长时间你没有正当禅纳，那可能说我怀疑你是无意结二因结，那他动机是这样想，你先不要修禅纳，你先修那个四戒分别，他可能这个东西对吧？
犯戒的四个构成要素，第四个没有置身于义是什么意思？
So he's asking about the first factor. So there are four factors.
First factor is one must be upasampanna.
No. That is the first factor. I mean the last factor. The fourth.
Attapurikarya. It is also in Vinaya Pitaka. If you see in Vinaya Pitaka. Anapati, there are no offenses.
Okay.
There is no offense, Attapurikara.
Okay.
Attapurikara, if one wants to show him the meaning of something.
Okay. 他说这个地方就是那个律藏里边不犯的为义而说。
为义而说。
对，就是同一个巴利词不同的翻译，然后律藏里边翻译成为义而说，这个地方他翻译成什么？不一定是跟法，那个为法有关系，是为法而说。这个为义而说，就是为了让理解一个什么意思，一个东西，不一定跟法相关的，只是为了让他理解一个。
But if one does not, you see, here, if one does not want to show the meaning above, I call, but wants to just to accuse the other person, means to put him down. Attapurikara dina abhavu.
Adi, yes, means
Dhammapurikara.
Dhammapurikara,
okay. Yes, Dhammapurikara, Anusasanapurikara, these three are missing. This means, Attapurikara means, according to the commentary, it's called Palyan, Attapurikara. Palyan Attavanayandu. One wants to know, to show some Pali meaning, the meaning of Pali. For example, what means what the meaning of pandita is?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to put him down. Oh, you are a pandita, no? Just to put him down like that. You are a, you try to be wise, like that, a wise man. Like.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to show him what the meaning of pandita is according to the Pali text.
Mm.
So then, in that case, now it's not to put the other person down, but to show the meaning.
Mm.
Then it's no offense. Therefore, now, but in the factor number four, this is not.
He's
absent.
Okay, okay.
He's absent.
Okay. 然后他这个地方是这样，比方说 V 要说这，让我给你举个例子，比方说他是像让你理解一个巴利斯的意思，比方说巴利斯智者，他让你理解这个词这个意思，他为了让你理解这个词意思，他给你造了一个句，说，你是智者，但是他造了这个句的意思，他只是让你理那个让你理知道智者这个词怎么用，但是他不是想说贬低你，像你这种人想成为智者，就是不是这个，不是这个意思。然后他说，然后在这个地方，你看他说那个四种构成要素以外，他是没有直身向天于一等。然后这个地方就是说，所谓的没有直身向天于一等，就是不满足他那个律藏里边说的为义而说，为法而说，对，所以说等。
And then Dhammapurikara is.Yes, I want. One wants just to read the sutta, for example, to read the sutta for somewhere, or some vinaya text, just to reading, just to read. This is Dhammapurikara.
然后，我反而说，举个例子的话，就比方说，他只是念诵那个经或者律。
Purikara means this. Purikara with it's called.Purikara is like intention, like that. Intention is for Dhamma, no? It is compelled by. Let me see if there's some suitable word, Purikara. How they translate it in Chinese? In Anapati, in the no offenses?
Uttered with the intention of.
Intention?
Uttered with the purpose.
Purpose
of meaning.Utter with the purpose of the Dhamma.
Okay.
Utter with the purpose of this and something like that.
Purikara is purpose like that. Putting in front honor, no devotion. Honor is, that is wrong. Putting in front means deference. Something like that. Okay, just purpose. Okay, no. Okay, now Anusasani Purikara. Just for advice, no.One wants to advise him that look, now you have been means to hetuka pratisanti, but you must try to become tri hetuka pratisanti, something like that. Okay.
然后那个第三那个微笑而说，只是微笑而说。微笑而说，这张良举的例子，比方说那个一个人对另外一个人说：“你看你这生已经是无有，你这生已经是无因阶生了，所以你现在好好努力变成三因阶生。”
So that is advice.No problem. Oh, maybe you have been born as a Hetuka Pratisandhi many times in Sansara. Now try to develop to become to Hetuka and Tri Hetuka Pratisandhi as well. Anusasana means advice, admonition.No offense. So then, okay. Any other questions?
Excellent.
Okay, you can tell the next one to read, no?
So.
Next group, yes.
你看你念那个李建笔会上写那个故事。
尔时，阿世尊在舍利城居舍国，有个妇人，时各城比丘为其争论，诸诸比丘即更于见我，闻此语，为贺此而如彼，闻彼语，为贺彼而如此。于是，为起争势升起，比起争势增大。诸比丘中少欲者，积习非难，何以六群比丘为起争论，其共无见与升起增大？于是。
大业，实难世尊，如世尊出子曰，汝等何以为起真怒以戒尊大曰，此非应未信者生信，本性则念增长，是故说我当不是善死于众，彼与令以修一见者多矣。
So only the story. Only the story from Minibita. Or the other information also.
Yes, the others are the same, no?
Yes.
Finish the story, finish it.
Yes, finish.
So then you ask them to re-compare with everything or something.
You know, here the word, Pali word is pesunya. Pesunya. It comes from the word also. Pisunavacha, pisunavacha. Like we have the Noble Eightfold Path.
Yes.
It's called pisunavacha, vermani. Okay? Pisunavacha. So it comes from that word.
It's not Noble Eightfold Path, it's the nine precepts. It's not the Eightfold Path. It's not eight.
Noble Eightfold Path is also there. Noble Eightfold Path is sammavacha.
Oh, okay.
Sammavacha.
Okay. 然后这个地方呢，它这个离间语，这个词，它和那个八正道里边讲那个正语里边就讲八正道正语，说他佛陀僧提到就是离间语，然后这个地方离间语和那个地方那个离间语是同根的，同一个词。有话说的。
Etymology, not etymology, but is something according to the commentaries. Vacha. Vacha is okay. Vacha. Okay. So it comes from Pia.
Bibira.
And Sunya.
Empty.
So what that makes is one tries to make people who are dear, peer. For example, two friends, they are dear to each other. Try to make him this
empty.
To destroy this dearness between two friends. To destroy them, to make him empty.
Okay? Rather 你看，他是两个词，他是合成。根据著述来看，他是两个词合成。第一个词是那个亲爱，第二个词是空，就是说是那个，就是离间这个东西，就是试图是两个那个是两个人和人之间这种亲爱的关系给空掉，然后这叫那个离间。
So this is very evil way how one wants to split. To split other people, friendships of other people. If one sees that two people are very close together, if one wants to attack and to one try to take one friend and tell him, look, the other friend is so bad, and so forth, try to tell bad things about the other friend. So to arouse suspicion. Suspicion so that these two friends can't come together, be friends together. One wants to split them.
然后他说这种离间行为的表现就是试图于拆散那个三人之间友谊，然后具体手段就是说那个在一个人面前说另一个人坏话，然后就是引起这个人对另外一个人怀疑，然后以这种方式把这两个人拆散。
So.And here, the Vinayapitaka gives examples. Now, you can tell them to read examples of the definitions. It gives some examples. For example, how Upasampanna Bhikkhu goes to another Bhikkhu and so forth and tries to bring information. school in order to split,、mm. to split、the friendship.、
So they have to read this example aloud or something, or just read.
You can tell one example to read,、you can tell him.
One example enough.
One example. One example. After you can see if they are more necessary, you can read.
Okay. 然后那个。
Oh, you can read one example. You can.
Okay. Okay. I'll just read the example. 他们张老师，我给大家念里边那个金蛋里边李建宇一个例子啊，然后我给大家念一个例子，然后，比丘闻一比丘之语，提供他比丘李建宇。某比丘言汝是旃陀罗，竹石、裂石、车石、出粪石，如是语者，语语不一体。Finish.
Okay, now here this this can be also regarded as tail bearing. Sometimes tail bearing, what one has from there,、uh-huh. one brings to the other people.、
Uh-huh.
In order, some information from them brings from other people in order to split them.
Uh-huh.
I told you, to make him unfriendly, to unfriend them. Okay. Unfriend them.
So that means to spread the rumor, to carry the rumor.
To carry only the rumor is one thing, but the intention is、uh-huh. so that the rumor、uh-huh. can affect their friendship,、
uh-huh.
so that they can split, they are not more friends together.
他说这个也包括这种情况，就是说其他人已经散播一些谣言，然后 你把这个谣言就是转述给那两个人，然后企图然后动机是拆散他们的友谊，然后这个是李建宇。
So you can read Ganga Vaitarani.
然后那个 in there, 让人念了一壶独托，一壶独托，这叫一壶独托。
那第三，您见与不足。对比库不见地，在听了比库女生等骂人事，骂比库时，想要喜爱或分裂的目的，然后愤怒该比库女子，对那位比库女生恶语怪去，而对那。作为见女主为万心堕落之意，在沙瓦城六旬底部开始，再带去一见女故事之地，共通之地，人命令我，只有所说的方式在一处，他不在现场，而骂言而带去，我骂走之女主。或再去脱离阿里圣典名句的骂人是否
骂力
或者再去回答上面所说出的骂人语句，以及为回答上面再去骂人语句，那要做再次一时不顾你委屈了回答上面的事，不是为了想要喜爱，也不是为了分裂目的，只是为了苛责而说者，以及疯狂者不罪。在此一处有三种构成要素：一，在听了比库非在一处不进陷阱以身等骂人时，为该比库带去该人者；二，在想要喜爱或分裂的目的其中之一，三，该比库之解神奇的止于归取学术相似，有想而得罪有心的
世间的生业余业不善心三受本是
本是。
Okay, now here,、yeah, any questions you can ask? So,
跟这二节有段有什么问题可以问一
下。那个有一句话是没看懂的，就是那个第一句话，想要喜爱或分裂的目的。
这个确实。所以他那个看看维特人，所以Piyan Kanyasava.
No, this is Vinayabhidhi.
Oh, sorry.
Kintavidhi.
Okay. This, I think it's same. Yes, it's the same. Piyan Kanyasava.
Yeah, I want to explain this.
A bit better, a bit easier.
Yeah, I want to explain this. Okay. Now, here it is. Examples are.
这话其实绿象里边也有，它只是翻译的不一样。我给你看看。那个绿象里边翻译成继位得爱好后卫那个史迪汉。
什么？
就是绿象里边翻译成继位得爱好后卫史迪汉，是绿象里边同一句话，它翻译的不一样。但是张老给你举例子，张老们先给你讲。
So then now, here, Vibhanga tells that there are two ways how one can fall into this offense, okay?
Yes.
One is Piya Kamya. Kamya. Ta.
Kamya Ta, yes.
Okay. So that means that there are two friends, for example. Two friends. Friends A, B. Okay? Two friends. And there is a bhikkhu C. Alright. Now, he's jealous sometimes because there are two friends. Okay? And he thinks if A,is very close with B, I don't like it. So then, in order for me to become
close
good
to
A. friend to A, I have to tell some bad things about B.
Okay?
Okay. So, and then he goes and tells A that B told you those days, real thing. Those days he told you a bastard. I didn't want to tell you, but now it's going, I have to tell you. So then, Bhikkhu A thinks, oh, really? Yes, yes. And then he thinks, this is good friend, because he gave me good information. So then, you know, this, therefore, this is how C can become friend with A.
Right? 然后得爱好的，他给你举这样一个例子。然后比方说有两个好朋友，然后一个是Bhikkhu A，一个是Bhikkhu B。然后另外现在有另外一个比库 C， 然后他也想和比库 A 成为好朋友，然后他就有点嫉妒这个比库 A 和比库 B 现在这么好的关系，然后就想那个在 A 面前说点关于 B 的事儿，然后呢这个比库 C 就跑到比库 A 跟那边说你知道吗？他说这个比库 B 在以前某个事儿曾经说过你是个混蛋，然后但是这事儿不是你造成的，这是真事儿。说你是这么这么这，他就这么这事儿跟人一说，他说这事儿本来不想告诉你，但是我实在看不下去了，就这么跟你说。然后这个 A， 然后 A 呢，他听了这个故事以后就说，啊，这感谢你告诉我，你才是我的好朋友。然后就这样通过这种方式，就是 A 和 C 就是走得更近了。然后但是这就是所谓得爱好。OK。
So now the second is.One wants to split them, not to become friends. He's jealous because very good friends and said, I think I want to show them something to split them. Some people have this kind of intention, actually, because if he see people who are successful, they try to, they become so jealous, and they try to destroy that. Okay?So in that case, now beta means to split, to separate them, to divide, to divide people. So if one, and B Bhikkhu C, he knows that Bhikkhu B has told Bhikkhu A, bastard, one day, let me say, some days ago. And he goes and tells to Bhikkhu A, Bhikkhu B, he told you bastard, no? How you can associate with him? It's not good. He is not a good friend. He can't be a good friend to you. He tells such things to A so that A stops talking with B. So that is, the intention is not to become friend with A, but just to split them, to divide them.
然后第二种情况就是说这个 C 还是到道义面前那种说逼的这种坏话，然后他但是他说话是动机并不是他为了让自己跟A心里，只是因为他嫉妒A B两人关系好，就是想让他们就想把他们俩拆开，然后这样这种关系，然后是说道义面前说这种话，然后可能他说这种话以后可能也有再也不会对B说话，等等，你这样你这样的动机也是说这种意见语的话，就是所谓的那个识背叛。 识背叛就是说他这个在律藏里边不是说那个离间那个离间愚者一二是有离间语，即为得爱好或为识背叛嘛。而刚才讲他刚刚解释得爱好，然后现在解释那个识背叛。然后在一后度脱里边翻译是那个什么想要喜爱或分裂的目的，然后就是意思是一样，是巴黎语同一个词，只是翻译的不一样而已。
Now this is actually some politicians what they do. rule, there is a kind of saying is called divide and rule. Divide and rule. That's called, if you for example, there are some diplomats.
Yes.
If there is any country, for example, some, you know, to exploit the country, they have to divide the opinion of the people. So then, once the people they divide it, they can't organize themselves. They become enemies. So and then they come. Look, we'll solve your problem. And then this is how we can rule over the people.
所以说，像李宪宇这种，在政治家里边非常常用。而是这个就是所谓的分而治之，就是说你要想统治怎么样，要先把他们分裂开。比方说，就是说，然后你比方说人民那个与上诉求，然后你。 你试图那个就是说先把他们先把他们先把人民让他们先把他们离间，然后始终互相斗争，然后对，然后在这里其中一方做出承诺，说我们会帮着女对付那个敌对的一方，然后通过这个说这种手段来挟制他们，然后从这种手段，然后最后。 所以这分裂团体都被这个政治家给统治。所以说，now
the motivation behind in order to make Pesunavacha can be loba, greed, can be also dosa, anger, can be also jealousy.
Jealousy is also anger.
But it's separate mental factor.
所以说这个动机就是说那个说一心一背后动机可以是贪，也可以嗔，也可以是嫉妒。嫉妒本来就是嫉妒。对，但是像心所里边那个嫉妒是分开的一个心所。说。
Sometimes Pisunavacha is translated as slander. Sometimes it's translated as gossip. Gossip also.
Gossip is not a favorite.
Can contribute to Pisunavacha. Because people, they bring information from one to another, and which is very harmful information. So in that case also, gossip can contribute to Pisunavacha.
他说：“这是就是有一些英文翻译者，他把这个离间这个把离间语这个词翻译成重伤，翻译成或者说那个什么闲言碎语。然后这个翻译不是很准确，但是他就是但是就是说这个。” 闲言碎语这种事情呢，最有可能就是离间一种手段。那
So indirect ways of telling is a dukkhas.
然后以间接的方式来那个离间方法恶作。
And another thing is now, if one wants, for example.One knows, one wants to inform,、
mm.
to inform one's teacher、
mm.
that one bhikkhu has committed offense、
mm.
and so forth. And、in that case, one doesn't want to split、
mm.
the friendship between the teacher and the bhikkhu.But he wants to inform that bhikkhu has committed offense and to find out what to do with this.、
Mm-hmm.
So it's an inquiry.、
Mm-hmm.
So there is no offense in that case.
So, 比方说有这种情况，你会对自己的导师说。另外一个比如犯了戒，然后但是你说这个话东西并不是为了。理解你的导师和另外一个女仆之间的关系，而只想通知你的导师，然后那个就是，想了解一下，这个比如犯了这个戒之后，我们应该怎样处理？然后如果以这种东西说这种话的话，是不犯的。
So now regarding now these examples I gave you, of example Bhikkhu C, if he tells something fact according to this rule is pachitya, visunavacha.But if he tells lies, also, he uses a lie in order to split them. That is a musavada plus pisunavacha.
Tupachiti.
So, all right.
There. 刚刚你举的那个例子啊。
哪个例子？
就是犯两个巴西蒂亚的。
啊。
那个妄语的那个。语深浅 ，OK， 没问题。
那个刚才我就是问的那句话的下一句话
啊，
是凡无愤怒，该彼处愚者
啊。
这句话是什么意思？
这个是什么意思？所以咱先把看看这里。所以咱先 ，What is the meaning of akudo？
Akudo means no angry, not angry. Kudo means angry. Akudo not angry.
Not angry with whom?
You are kudo. Dasa pikusa kaya na basana dasa pikusa. Pikusa pikusa jagadi aruba pikusa basana pikusa. Sutra vachana pikuno piyana.
那个这句话上面的话，即在听了比库以声等
骂一声，
骂律师，骂比库是，那就是说第一个比库是那个比库 B， 第二个比库是比库 A。
对。
啊。
不，就是说那个对这个地方人慢慢对第二第一个比库是比库 B， 第二个比库是比库 A， 然后但是那个。不愤怒该比库愚者，这个主语是谁？我不知道，我怀疑这个主语应该是比库 C。
啊，
我那个听陈老讲完，他还没说。
It's the bhikkhu who wants to insult. He does not do it out of anger.
Oh.
He does not do it of anger. he just informs. Informs. Upasanhara means, upasanhate means he informs the other, brings this information to the other people.
So in this case, that this bhikkhu is not angry because bhikkhu B is not angry because bhikkhu B has not been bhikkhu A before. He himself is not angry, but he wants to just want to bring this information.
Yeah, okay. Bring the information.
他就是说这个地方就不愤怒，跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟
busted.
Mm-hmm.
And then he becomes happy because he thinks that is a good chance.
Uh-huh.
Good chance uh-huh. to split them. I can become friend with N.
Uh-huh.
So he does not do it out of anger.
Uh-huh.
He's happy
uh-huh.
that he got this information.
对，所以他不但不恨玩儿，而且很高兴，因为他说这对我来说是好机会，我终于抓了个机会把他们两个分裂开。
如果他是愤怒的，就是说，哎，他怎么这样说别人啊？我去告诉那个人，你这样的目的不犯了。
因为他那个什么，就是说你的目的已经不属于前面第一个目的和第二个目的了。
对，都不属于。我只不过想告诉
你确认一下，是吧？你想确认一下啊。So he's asking, if this bhikkhu is actually angry, with the bhikkhu beast was called insult, then with this kind of intention, he wouldn't tell bhikkhu. So there is no offense.
He tells even if not angry.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how Gangavitarini explains this, but better dipayana. You are kudo, tasa bhikkhu. I call the emotion is not important.
I
can do it.
I think the factors, factor number two.
Factor?
Yes.Factor number two.
Yeah, the factor is akudo is not a factor.
No, it is a factor there. So you know, the akudo is not a factor, but piya kamyata is the yesu.
Anyatara, yeah. Piya kamyata, beda tipaya. I call anyatara da. Either piya kamyata or beda tipaya.
Yes. So if he's only angry, then there will be no offense, no.
Because in Vinaya you can't find this. Because you can do it out of anger also. Because you want to also jealousy, anger and so on, or like that. You want to, because you get angry
mm-hmm.
with them, you
mm-hmm.
want to split them. Therefore, the factor of emotion is not there in Vinaya Pitaka.
Okay.
Here also it is not there. The factors are not, it's not there.
Okay.
Here comes Yata Betam, here comes according to the LMC. It says no. It is. Is it Pesunya? Here comes Yaseva, Betat Payas. There are two ways.
Okay, okay.
This is what it means, Kangavitar.
Okay. 就是说因为你这你对他说的话很愤怒，然后你这样就是离开他们俩。然后他说，在律藏里边也没有提到，就是说如果他如果是愤怒的话，就无罪。这他是这么说的，所以说这个是不一定。
就好比A 跟 B 根本都不是朋友，就是一般性的比库的之间的关系。C 也是跟他们一般的关系，只不过 C 听到 B 在说 A 的坏话，就是骂他了。
嗯，
那我出于那个愤怒，就告诉 A， 这个 B 怎么这样的？
能具体解释一下你愤怒？这样我就问起来更容易一点。你能具体解释这个愤怒是怎么样一种愤怒？然后
很简单的，就好比你本来是觉得哎这个蛮好的，就每次这样很好的，就一下子突破了你的一个
你期望。
期望他怎么再说这个另外一个？也是你觉得蛮好的一个比库的一个坏话， 那你就说哦，我出于愤怒告诉那个另外一个比丘他在说你坏话，这是事实嘛？但是现在问班定官那位不知道这是。
你这你这那这这这这这个这这这个这个地方上，这这对，因为你这个愤怒你没有解释清楚，到底我，所以我刚才为什么让你解释愤怒？所以你这个愤怒我可以把它解释成惊讶，就说这个事让我非常吃惊，怎么出这么个事儿？这就不一定是愤怒，对吧？
类似于这样。
其实对，因为你愤怒这个词不清楚，我得问你，我才能说。So he is asking that, so for example, this bhikkhu tell the bhikkhu this information out of shock.So for example, shock.、
Ah.
That means before he think this bhikkhu is a very well-mannered, graceful person. But then suddenly he told some word like a bastard, something like that. So then this bhikkhu got shocked. So because of that, he informed bhikkhu.So in that case, is it
because the intention is different, no?
Uh-huh.
Intention is different.
Uh-huh.
So then the intention is not just to split them.
Mm-hmm.
If they split later, it is different. But
okay.
Intention is not to split them.
Okay.
Not to want to become friend with Bhikkhu A.
Uh-huh.
So and want just to inform out of shock.
Uh-huh.
How this monk can tell like that? I will, different impression.
Uh-huh.
So then how this monk can tell like that? Use such words and so on. Just for shock.
Okay.
That is different. Intention
uh-huh.
is different.
Uh-huh.他说这种可是肯定是不是不犯的，就是说你动机既不是为了亲近比会，也不是就是离能离烟这两个人，是说这人怎么能这样做，这是不犯。
如果事实上结果真导致这两个人，
对，他也说如果最后这两个人确实也犯，你也不犯，因为你动机并不是那样。
然后我想问一下那个犯要素的第三条，该比不知解。然后我好像没找着，就是说如果前两条都具备，但是该比库不知解，然后他会犯什么罪或者不犯？
So he's asking that, so if this, 等一下，这个 ，so he's asking that, so for example, if when people tell this person you watch it.This Bhikkhu, he brought this word to Bhikkhu, but Bhikkhu cannot understand. So in that case, is there any offense to Bhikkhu?
There is no offense, because if you can't understand, he does not say this is about Jhanana.
Even though Dukkha, you mean?
Tasa vijjanana, there are three factors here.
Yes, yes, yes.
Vijjanana means the other person should understand.
Yes.
The third factor is that.
Yes.
So if the other person doesn't understand, it's no offense.
That's what I'm saying.
C 跟你说，你看那个人用这样的语言骂，然后就但
动机是什么？
动机还是那个离间，这个应该也算。
应该也算，但我可以帮你确认一下。So he asked that, so for example, this Bhikkhu B didn't insult Bhikkhu A, but he insulted Bhikkhu C. He insulted Bhikkhu C, and out of and because of this, this Bhikkhu C wants to spit.Bhikkhu A and Bhikkhu B as a kind of revenge. So he tells Bhikkhu C, you see, Bhikkhu B, before he insulted me like this, so how can you become friend with such a man like that? So this is also positive or not?
To become friend with A?
Yes, not to become friend with A, just a kind of revenge, because he himself got insulted by Bhikkhu B and he tells this information. You see, Bhikkhu B insulted me like this.He's such a person. So in that case, is that partially offense or not?
Yes, the intention. If the intention is just to split them,
uh-huh.
to split them, that should separate.
Uh-huh.
That's called. They should not associate together with
uh-huh.
each other. That is, of course, partially offense.
So you don't see the reference.
But if it is intention just to get information from Bhikkhu A,
uh-huh.
why this monk told me like that?
Uh-huh.
What wrong did I did?
Uh-huh.
Why he tell me like that?
Uh-huh.
Because he is close friend, no. The close friend maybe knows why he behaved like that. So then gets information. That is no offense.
他说如果你只是从贝勒从那边得到信息，你们说你是好朋友，你知道为什么这样骂我？只是为了得到这种信息的话，那是不犯罪。还有其他问题吗？
如果他只是不是动机不是为了得到那个，就让他们两个分离，只是表达那种愤怒，就是
跟他的问题是一样，就是说只是为那个，只是为表达那种自己的经或者经验或者愤怒，都是不分。还有其他问题吗？没有了。
Okay. Tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll see Pachitya number 4, 5, 6, 7.
明天我们讲的巴吉迪亚的四五六七。